is iNightingale, keeping you at home. I'm on the street where you
live. Welcome to iNightingale Radio. Thanks for listening in today. I'm really excited to have you here. We're going to have a great show this morning, so you'll have a listen out to some really cool things. First off, we'll have a special guest. It's going to be Councillor Sheila Ireland, so we'll have a chat to her. Then our main conversation guest is going to be Michael Lawler from Eat Me Nutrition. So I'll have a chat to him about being a dietitian and what you can do at home to keep nutritious meals going. Then we'll have a lesson from the study, and we'll be talking about your neighbours today. Then we have lunch break with Ronsley Vars and see what little appetite he's got for us today. I've tried out his mushroom salsa salad. That was really good last week, so look out for that one. Then we'll have a review of a product, so I'll keep that a surprise. So you'll have to listen to hear what product we've got today. And then if we've got some time, I'll give you a lounge room laugh. I found a good joke. One of the docs at work gave it to me, and I said, I'm using that, so we'll listen out for that. If you want to get in contact with us at Phoenix Radio, you can do that by ringing 34 70 46 46 or go to phoenixradio.com.au and leave a comment, or you can comment on inightingale.net and just leave a comment for Phil and I'll answer it and we'll put it in the show, which would be awesome. So if you do have any questions, give us a shout and we'll help you out. And that's going to be our show for today, so we'll get on to our first guest.
This is iNightingale, keeping you at home.
Welcome back to iNightingale. And our first guest is Sheila Ireland. She's a councillor with Ipswich Council, and we're going to talk about Disability Action Week. So welcome, Sheila.
Hello, Phil. Thank you very much for having me on the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thank you for giving us your time. It's really great. My first question, though, is what's your favourite board game?
Monopoly.
Monopoly. Why do you like Monopoly?
I like to win all of that real estate. Oh.
Are you going to take over Ipswich?
I'd like to.
That's cool. So, Sheila, what's your role in the council?
I'm the councillor for Division 9, which has parts of Roseview, most of Redbank Plain South, and the Springfield Lakes and Springfield Central. But my other role is chair of Youth, Seniors and Disabilities.
Oh, what do you do with the Seniors and Disabilities role?
Mostly it's to try and stay on top of the changes with the state government, the rules that change for disabilities, like NDIS is coming in, the public housing, there's changes coming up with that. And a lot of people just come to councillors to try and get information, or they've heard something and, you know, it's Chinese whispers, the story changes, it goes along the line. So for the councillors, and for me in particular with seniors and disabilities, it's trying to stay on top of the state government legislation so that we can help the people most in need of the information to understand what's happening.
How do you get that information to those people?
Well, usually we do forums, which is, you know, coming up. We've got Disability Action Week, which is going to run from September the 14th to the 20th. Yep. And part of that week is going to be a forum over at the North Ipswich Reserve Corporate Centre. And it's going to replace the regular monthly Ipswich Disability Interagency Network meetings for September. Now, we work very closely with Peter and Linda Tully, who run Disability Community Awareness. And they have a website that offers information, advice and a personal advocacy service. So they're out there, they go to all the interagency meetings, they go to, they're very involved with Able Australia. So there are people out there, including council, who are trying to get the information to people. And we realise that, you know, carers of people with a disability don't have a lot of time to come out. And so, you know, we put out information, we hold forums to try and get them to come out with their their relative to come along and have a day out for nothing to just break the monotony of being at home. But yes, it is very hard to get the information to the people who need it.
And it is very true. Do you try and use in-home care agencies to give the information, like, say, Anglicare or something like that, that actually go to people's houses?
I'm not sure whether the carers, the nurses and the care, personal carers who go, actually give out that information. I'm not sure whether they're in a position to do that, but I'm sure that they talk to the people that they're going to assist. I'm sure that they talk about changes that are happening.
That's good. Oh, that's really good. So can you tell us what's going on with Disability Action Week that's running in September?
Yeah, so from the 14th to the 20th, and there's two big events. There's the Arts Ability Unmasked, which is the an arts exhibition. There's four free workshops that are going to be held between September 15 and 19. And they're run by skilled artists, a part of the Arts Ability Unmasked. And they're going to be held at the Art Time Supplies in Brisbane Street at Ipswich. Now, after the free workshops, they're going to have an art exhibition and an art competition. So that, you know, some of the work that's on display that they can sell, the public have a chance to view and to purchase these pieces. So it shows people that people with disabilities are just as talented as able people.
Oh, it sure does. Oh, that'd be great. And are you going to auction off any of that art?
No, I think it's just for it's for display and purchase. So I don't think it's I don't think they're going to do an auction. Not to the best of my ability, anyway.
Oh, cool. Oh, that'd be really good. And what else is going on for the week?
They're going to have the free forum that you can go to next on the 10th, which is this week, and which will be discussions on the National Disability Insurance Scheme. So that's an information forum that's going to be held from 10:30 to 12:30 at the North Ipswich Reserve on September the 10th. It's next week, isn't it? I'm getting my weeks mixed up. There's so much. We just finished Seniors Week, so
yes.
Disability Week's coming on, so it's next week on the 10th. And I think that's what we're doing for the Seniors Week. Disability Week, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's really good. And what else is going on around in Ipswich that people might need to know about?
Oh, there's the Wickety Whack. The Mayor's putting on the free concert on the 23rd of September.
Yes.
There's two sessions. So the pre-show starts at 9:30 and again at 1 o'clock. And they have to ring 3810-6666 because they have to book their ticket. And that the Mayor has last year and this year he's put on a free concert, well, with council, so that, you know, it's an activity for our seniors to get out and get out of the four walls and have a chance to get information on a range of subjects.
Yes.
And we look forward to seeing them because, you know, it gives me an opportunity. I usually wait in the foyer to talk to people. It gives me an opportunity to see, even with groups, people who do get out, sometimes they just want to explain that things aren't working properly or they've got great ideas on other things that council can do, because we're always looking for ideas. You know, we don't always know what the seniors want, and we're putting on functions, but perhaps they need a bit of variation or spicing up, or, you know, so we need the feedback, Phil, and that's just so important for us to keep going.
That's really good, Sheila. Where can they put that feedback if they need to?
Well, they can ring or they can email any councillor at all, and I'm always available if they'd like me to come and visit them to get that information from them. This morning I've been at the Chimera Friends and Neighbours talking to them about Disability Week and, seniors concerts and things like that to try and get the word spread out there, because they're a very active group who do a lot of work in their community for seniors.
Yeah.
So the councillors are out and about all the time, but just an email or a phone call and ask to be put through to me, and I'm more than happy to talk to people and take advice.
Well, Well, thanks for your time, Sheila. That's really good. And so, everyone, Disability Action Week is from September the 14th to the 20th. And
that's right.
Have a look at the council website for more details. So thanks for your time, Sheila. I really appreciate having you on our show.
Thank you, Phil. Talk to you again.
I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Sheila Ireland. She's a Division 9 councillor from Ipswich Council. And it was really good to have her on and give us some really good information on what's going on with Disability Week.
Get out the house.
Welcome back to Our Nightingale Show, the place where we're inspiring home care. So getting out the house today, like Councillor Sheila Ireland said, is to get you out and about instead of being stuck inside, because we've got some beautiful weather at the moment, so let's get in, out and enjoy it. First of all, I like the Robel Domain Markets. They're on again. It's a really cool market there where they've got a host of beautiful food. So if you listen to Ronsley a bit later, you can pop down to the market and pick up, like last week we had mushroom salsa, so you can pick up some beautiful mushrooms down there and give them a whirl. So remember the Robel Domain Markets, they're on every Saturday. So that next one is the 6th of September. Give it a go. Have a look out in your local guides and check it out. The other really cool thing I found was the Jacaranda Clubhouse Cupcakes. So they're raising money for mental health issues in Ipswich, West Moreton region. And they put on a cupcake fundraiser, which is four cupcakes for $5, which you can't beat that for value. And you're going to a good cause as well. So have a look out for the Jacaranda Clubhouse Cupcakes. Now, something that's not starting this week, but as coming up in another couple of weeks, on the Tuesday the 23rd of September, is the Wickety Whack Boys. So they're having two shows, one at 10 a.m. and one at 1:30 p.m. And there's pre-show entertainment. That's located at Ipswich Civic Centre. And to book for your free seating, you need to phone 38106100. And get in there and book it up. Or you can go to the Ipswich civiccentre.com.au and have a look for more information. So that would be really cool. The Ipswich Council's putting on that free concert, the Wickety Whack Boys, so that should be a lot of fun. I know a lot of people are quite interested and want to go to that. So that's on the 23rd of September. So that's a few things for you to get out of the house.
Kitchen Conversations.
Welcome back to Our Nightingale Show. And now we have Kitchen Conversations. And I've got a really cool guest today. His name's Michael Lawler from Eat Me Nutrition. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, Phil. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, really good, mate. Really good.
Right. What is your favourite board game?
My favourite board game, mate, is a game called Squatter. I don't know if you guys ever played that as a kid.
I remember that from years ago. What did you like about that game?
I played that endlessly with my family, actually, that game. It's like Monopoly, but with, you know, Sheep Station, and, yeah, fantastic way to play, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a really cool game. That's cool. So I wanted to start with your brand name, Eat Me Nutrition. Yeah. It sort of sounds a fun name. How did you come up with that?
Yeah, my wife and I were coming up with it when we started the business about 4 years ago. And, we were just playing around with some names, and that was the one that stuck. We wanted to be a bit cheeky, have a bit of fun with nutrition, rather than being, that, you know, boring and you know, being those people around food that tell you what not to do. So we're all about, you know, what you can have and how to have fun with it.
That's great. So why are you a nutritionist?
When I was at school, Phil, I was a keen sportsman, played a lot of sport, and I started taking a medication for acne when I was about year 11, I think it was, and all of a sudden I had a huge amount of muscle soreness and pain, and I wasn't actually able to, you know, play in the top teams like I used to. So we sort of thought we'd try to do something about it, and a dietitian came to our school to do a talk to our sporting team, And Mum followed up on that, did a few of those things, but then we went to see the dietitian. And it changed my life, just massively changed the way I could play, and we recovered really well. And I got to eat more food, which was even more fun for me. So, yeah, from that, I sort of started looking at nutrition as being a really cool thing that could change a whole heap of things about, you know, our life and how we feel. So, and I got into it from there.
Yeah, because food is integral, isn't it?
It is. It's such a huge part of our life, and I don't think we give it enough credit for what it can do. So it's such a healing thing. So, yeah.
Yeah, it really can be a healing thing. I think people don't realise what they put into their bodies.
And how it makes us feel when we have the wrong thing. So really, we just assume that we're tired because we're stressed or busy or, you know, a whole range of things. And it sometimes can be that we're feeling that way just because we're not eating, you know, what suits us.
Yes, that's right. What is your role with helping, like, people stay in their home with nutritional value? Like, how can you help people that are being cared for at home to make sure that, like, they don't get pressure sores with their skin being poor or, you know?
Yeah, there's a huge range of things that I think, you know, nutrition really needs to be incorporated when we're looking at how people can stay in home for longer and how to manage those sort of things even as a carer. But really, you know, on a daily basis, I help people who've got high blood pressure to bring their blood pressure down through, you know, just eating the right foods that are a bit higher in potassium, for example, to bring your blood pressure down. And if that blood pressure's lower, if you did have high blood pressure, then it helps with, you know, the blood flow back to the body, helps with your circulation when that's all improved, and stops things like, you know, your future risks of stroke, which can all of a sudden very quickly, you know, send somebody from being moderately healthy and able to manage, you know, moderately well at home to you know, really undoing their health and going downhill quickly. So,
well, that could lead them into a nursing home if they're debilitated.
Absolutely.
Enough, can't they?
So. Absolutely. So whether it be high cholesterol or diabetes management or high blood pressure, any of those things, even just, you know, not being able to eat enough food because your taste buds are changed a bit as you're getting on, sort of thing. And all of those things can lead to a very quick demise if we don't get it right. So that's what I do every day, is help people that are, you know, in those same situations to reverse that or manage it or hopefully to, you know, stay as well for as long as possible.
Oh, that's really good. Because I had a lady a couple of weeks ago, actually. Her mum had severe dementia, and all she was down to was eating crackers with sugar on it because that's all her mum would eat. That's a big challenge, trying to find what can you give mum to eat besides sugar and crackers.
Yeah, and it's starting to work with understanding, you know, why is it that mum only wants, you know, those things? You know, after the dementia, she's obviously not coping with things, but can we coax her into a few other things whilst we're giving her those crackers, you know, and after working with someone like that, hopefully they can expand their variety a little bit, so...
So that's a good way to deal with that. Because my next question was going to be is, how do you deal with dietary challenges for elderly people? So,
yeah, it's really hard. You know, so many things can happen, and I think the biggest one that happens as we age is our taste buds change, and our tiredness really kicks in. So, and it can become a really big downward spiral. That if you are, you know, feeling a bit tired, a bit run down, maybe you get sick or something like that with just a common cold or a flu, and then you don't have the energy to cook the food and you don't know how to do it simply or easily, sort of what those stop guards are, then in the end, you know, that lack of food brings down, you know, your energy even more, and it just keeps on cycling downwards until you're finding you're just not eating. So I think that's probably the biggest dietary challenge for any elderly person, is just that managing to prepare the food that they need to eat and actually getting through that meal. You know, sometimes chewing can be an issue. Sometimes just not really wanting that same meal that they've had for 50, 60 years.
Yes.
You know, all those things can make a big difference. But just getting in enough food can be a huge one.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Well, we're going to go to a song. And do you mind sticking around and I'll ask you a few more questions at the other end?
Yeah, mate. Sounds good. Love to.
Thanks, mate. Welcome back to the I Nightingale Show. So, Michael, do carers looking after someone, do they need to have a good diet themselves?
I think it's almost more important for a carer to have a good diet than even the person being cared for, because of probably the two big reasons would be that they're probably going to be the ones that are cooking the food for the for somebody that they're caring for.
Yeah.
And so if as a carer you're not cooking a healthy meal yourself, then you've got to question, are you really caring for that person you're looking after? So if your diet's good, then obviously hopefully they're going to eat well as well.
It's a bit like
I think also probably one of the biggest ones is if you're doing some lifting and you've got to be the one that the person's relying on to move them around, lift them up, get them changed, you need a lot of energy. It can be really tiring, over the course of a day. And so if you don't have that energy consistently over the day, eating the right, hopefully low GI foods and right portions of meals throughout the day, then you're just going to make mistakes.
Yes, yeah, because you're just lethargic and not on the game. Yeah.
A bit sugar low maybe, and you have a bit of a head spin, and the last thing you want is a head spin whilst you're giving somebody a lift.
So
it's really, really important as a carer to eat well and eat consistently.
Because they'll end up with me in emergency usually because they've fallen and broken a bone of some sort. So.
Yeah, the scariest thought would be somebody's already, having some mobility issues and having some difficulty getting around the home, you're caring for them, and you both fall over and you both end up having mobility issues, you're really stuck then.
Yes, you won't be in home, that's for sure.
No, definitely not.
So how do people know if they need help with their nutrition? What sort of signs would you be looking for?
Look, there's a whole range of signs that you need help with your nutrition, and I guess everybody's a little bit different. I think everybody needs to see a dietitian or a nutritionist of some description at some stage in their life. So, but if you're struggling to eat enough food, if all of a sudden perhaps your weight's dropping down, or if your weight's going on too fast or suddenly something's changed and you're not sure what it is but you're gaining weight, both of those, are going to need that help with a nutritionist or a dietitian.
Yeah.
So the other ones your doctors should hopefully be helping you out with. So if you're seeing your doctor regularly, then you'll be getting checks for blood pressure and diabetes and heart disease and cholesterol, all those sort of things. So if any of them go out of whack at all, I think the first point of call is to look at the nutrition and what we can do there to affect it before needing medication. So,
well, the GP will be quick on the medication front.
They will. They'll go straight into it on that point. And if you think, it's only a little bit up or it's a little bit changed, I totally understand that medication is a good option. Wonder if I can improve it with the nutrition as well.
So yeah.
That's when you come and have a chat. And we can often really help to fix those things, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, weight changes, just with a simple food change, and it's often not that hard.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good. So how do people in the community find your service, Michael?
I've got a few clinics around Brisbane and Ipswich, and the easiest thing to do is probably just to Google my business, Eat Me Nutrition. We've got a great website with all the information on it there. We've got a few phone numbers which we can share with you as well if you can.
Yeah.
The best phone number in Ipswich is probably 3202-2000.
3202-2000.
That gets me at Ipswich at Medicross. I'm there. I'm here every Wednesday. I'm actually here today seeing some Ipswichians. Every Wednesday I'm out here. Go to your Manto as well, one day a fortnight. And if you're ever in Brisbane, then I'm always there. So
you got it covered.
That's really good.
Yeah, I really liked your website. It was really nice and catchy, and like the apple. It was really good.
Yeah, no, my wife drew that one to begin with, and then we got a fancy marketing person to get it all looking snicko.
Looking special. No, that's really good. Can you give us an inspirational story or something that's made you feel inspired about being a dietitian?
Yeah, definitely. Look, when it comes to home care, when it comes to staying in our home for as long as possible, one of my biggest fears is, being trapped in a nursing home, kids forgetting about me and all that sort of thing, and being stuck there with less control over my life than I want. So there was one really touching story early on in my career. I was probably only a year or two out of university, and I was asked to do a home visit to a man who had cancer, and he'd just gone through a whole range of chemo and was finishing it off, and with that comes a whole lot of tiredness, a whole lot of frailty, and some major taste changes for him, where he just couldn't, you know, enjoy food the way he used to, and so his weight started dropping down, and they asked me to come out and just help him to, you know, take some supplements or to try to just eat a lot of junk food. And he was worried that he didn't want to eat a lot of unhealthy, high-calorie food. And his wife was really, really supportive, and she was the carer. And they sat down. We spent probably about an hour and a half just planning a diet for him to make his taste buds be able to, you know, enjoy something in his latter years.
Yeah.
And he ended up passing away about sort of 2 years later, but the whole time he got to stay in his house. So
really?
Yeah, which was really amazing,
That is.
It was an elderly couple. The wife was a bit frail herself, but, they both stuck together and looked after each other, and he managed to go all the way through with cancer and cancer treatment and still live a pretty reasonable life at the end, which is great.
That's why we have this show. So just finally, because it's been a really great talk, I've really enjoyed having a chat with you, Michael. Can you give us one tip or piece of advice people can do now?
They can all go and get a vegetable and eat it.
Go on. That's
carrot,
good.
You know, go get a carrot or go get something from that crisper. Hopefully it's not too old now, and just eat it.
Just go
for it. One really interesting thing, Phil, is actually if we actually all just ate one more piece of vegetable a day, one more serve of veggies a day, we'd probably reduce cancer by something like 10 to 20%. And we'd improve heart disease, blood pressure, diabetes. It was so many things. So if it's all of Australia right now eats one more piece of fruit or one more vegetable, we'll all be healthier.
Great. That's awesome advice. So thanks, Michael, for your time. We really appreciate having you on the show.
It's a pleasure, Phil. And more than happy to be on.
Oh, thanks very much. It's great. A lot of great information for people there. So thank you again. And have a great day.
Will do. You too, mate. Have a good one.
Thanks, Michael. Take care. That was Michael Lawler from Eat Me Nutrition. So I hope you got a lot of good information about that. So go and see your GP and then get them referred to a dietitian so you can sort out your meal and make sure that, you know, you're living the best life you can.
Lessons from the study.
Welcome back to I Nightingale's show. And lessons from the study today is being aware of your neighbours. I had a patient come in yesterday who had a heart attack, and the only reason he managed to live in the emergency department was because a neighbour found him, walked in, was getting his mail in the morning and found him there and managed to call an ambulance and bring him into us. So the message is get out to your neighbours and say hello. And it only takes 2 seconds. It's not, it doesn't take that much out of your day. And just to know that the people around you are safe and well, because, we are one big community, and it's good that we, look out for each other as well. So things like what happened to this poor fella yesterday can be not prevented, but can be acted upon, so you can get the ambulance and get him sorted out. So go out there, have a look at who's around in your neighbourhood and say hello. And, just say you're always here to help them out. So that's the lesson from the study.
Lunch break.
Welcome back to I Nightingale's show. And now we've come to the lunch break, which is a great time of day. And I'd like to welcome back Ronsley Vars from Bon Appetit. G'day, Ronsley. How are you, buddy?
Phil, I am fantastic, mate. How are you?
Good, good. I just had a listen to two of your podcasts on the way out here, so they were really cool. Yeah.
Cool. I just got off, in fact, not even 10 seconds ago, off a recording with Nick Malgieri, and he's the director of the baking program at the Institute of Culinary Education in New York.
Oh, really?
And he's got some crazy stories, right from 9/11 to his baking experience and how he posts to Swiss Airlines every week, and he does their whole menu. So,
does he really?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
like
great.
It was such a fun conversation. Yeah. How have you been?
Been very busy. Went out west and did a bit of visiting and had a helicopter ride out in the bush. So that was really cool.
Wow.
So did that. And, yeah, 2 days of work, radio today, and then I'm hanging out for Friday, really, because I hear you talking it up. But I hope you're wearing a shirt Friday, so for the KPI event. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah. I'm there. I'm going to be there bright and early in the morning. And, man, I'm going to look forward to seeing you. I hope you get so much value from the day. I know I did.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it. And after you talked the other day with Nick, so I was like, oh, I'm keen for this. So
yeah.
It's
and
really
today
and
I released one with Ben Walker, and he's also part of the KPI program.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Gonna be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so good. So hopefully, you know, we can spread the love and get people, you know, the help they need. So that's what's great about it.
That's the one. That's the way.
That is. So, Ronzi, what can someone have? Because, you know, we've talked about a lot about people being in the home, but, you know, I do a segment called Getting Out the House and getting people out and about. What could be a good little lunch people could take out for a picnic, say? So it's a beautiful day. We're getting in the spring.
Yep.
And you just want to go out and, you know, take your relative outside.
Well, one of the obviously easiest things to do is make yourself a sandwich. I mean, it's obviously easy to do, but for the gluten-free people, I guess that's not necessarily an option unless you get it on gluten-free bread. Saying that, a whole bunch of different fruit is something that I would recommend myself. And if you wanted to mix that up with some feta cheese, that would have a nice perfect balance of salt and I guess the sweetness of the fruit. So like get together some watermelon and cut them into cubes and some melon, rock melon and some honeydew melon, mix them all up.
Yeah.
And crumble some feta cheese on top of it.
Really?
And,
feta cheese?
Feta cheese. Try that.
Yeah.
Try that.
I will.
Yeah.
Never would have thought of it.
So yeah, it and mix it up really well so that you get a nice amount of feta along the pieces of fruit. And yeah, cut the fruit a bit chunky so you can have in a fork bite. So you poke your fork in and you get a dusting of feta along with every sort of cube of fruit that you get and. That'd be a good something that I guess people could take out.
That's really good. Well, thanks for that, buddy. That's a really cool recipe. So I'll video that and put it on the website next week, hopefully.
Yeah.
Get it out there.
And if you also, there's another one that a friend of mine from Dancing Through Sunday, Beck Texton, she put up a recipe on our website called Crumbed Asparagus Salad.
Oh, I saw that, yes.
Yeah, and that's a really quick, nice, I guess, comfort food sort of thing because you crumb it and you fry it and you get veggies along with it. So it's got a bunch of asparagus, some egg, breadcrumb, and some rosemary, and you just put that all together with some Parmesan cheese and you fry it. The whole recipe's on the website. And,
yep.
If someone wants to go and get a quick lunch at home, then that's an option as well.
Way to go. So is it go to getbonding.com to get that one?
Getbonding.com, yep.
And they'll get that recipe?
And if you just put the asparagus salad in the search, it should come up.
Oh, cool.
Or just look on the blog. It'll be under there.
Rightio. Thanks for that, Ronzi. And I'm glad we made it by 10 seconds, buddy. That's pretty good timing, hey?
Wow, that was so. I was, and my phone was on silent, so I was lucky to look on the side. I was like, "Oh, it's ringing."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's gold, buddy. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again. Really love having you on the show, and
cool.
I'll see you Friday at the KPI event. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm so pumped up. So, woo-hoo.
Good.
Get excited.
Good stuff. I'll see you Friday.
Take care, Ronsley.
Cheers, mate. Be good.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
That was Ronsley Vaz from Bon Appetit, giving us another great way to have a bit of a picnic lunch. Stormy weather. Nightingale weather. So today it's 17.5 at the moment. Wind at 39 kilometres an hour. I thought that was meant to go away, but it's coming up, the old wind.
I think that's the wrong bottom one.
Oh, sorry. This side. Which one, buddy?
Yep, bottom one.
We're currently 21, sorry, and it feels like 13. So today, top of 23 degrees, sunny, winds westerly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, tending southwesterly, 25 to 35 in the morning, and light in the evening. So that's the weather for the moment. Now we'll go on to iNightingale Phil's review. And today I've found a really cool product. It is called Rheumatic Return. And it's what it is. It's basically looks like a trolley that you can stand someone up safely into, can use by one operator, and you can wheel them around to the bathroom, to the toilet, into a chair, gets them all going. It has a adjustable knee support, has a belt that goes around them to sit them up and keep them all comfortable. So that's a really good thing. It's called a Rheumatic Return. And if you just look in Google for that, you'll see them around. It actually folds flat and goes under your bed. So it's a bit of equipment that saves your back as a carer. Also makes sure the patient is comfortable and safe. And it doesn't take up a lot of room, because most of that stuff does take up a bit of room. So that's a Rheumatic Return.
Lounge Room Lux.
Welcome back to iNightingale, and today's lounge room laugh, it came from one of the docs at work, and I thought it was nice and quick and really cool. So I had a racing snail once, and it used to go really fast, but I wanted to get a bit more speed out of it so I could beat the other snails. So I decided to take the shell off, but it ended up turning into a slug. So there's your joke. Hope you like that one. It's a good dad joke too. I like that. So I just want to thank Sheila Ireland and Michael Lawler and Ronsley Vaz for being guests on the show today. I really appreciate it. It was great having them on. And they gave so much value and information that I hope you out there can take it forward and help you be inspired to stay at home. Thank you to Phoenix Radio. So if you want to get in contact with us at phoenixradio.com.au, or you can contact me at phil@inightingale.net and I'll respond to that. Anytime, that'd be cool. You can also catch us on Facebook, Google, or Twitter. My Twitter handle's @nurseonthegovid, and I'll respond to that as well. So thank you again. Really appreciate it. And until next week, I'm Phil, here to help you here. Take care for now. Bye-bye.